You know there's a version of aviation safety we talk about all the time on this frequency? Stall awareness, weather minimums, runway incursions. But there's a whole other world of aviation safety that plays out below the wing, on the ramp, in the space between the gate and the taxiway. And today on ATIS, we need to talk about it. I'm Tower, and this is Radio Hangar. A Delta Airlines employee died this week at Orlando International Airport after a tug vehicle collided with a jet bridge. Details are still emerging. But here's what we know. The incident involved a ground crew member operating in the gate area, the kind of tight, congested environment that every ramp worker navigates hundreds of times a week. The employee sustained fatal injuries. The National Transportation Safety Board and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, are both expected to review the circumstances. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Let me give you some context on why this matters beyond the obvious tragedy. Ramp operations are statistically one of the most dangerous work environments in the entire transportation sector. The International Air Transport Association has tracked ground damage and ground safety incidents for years. And the numbers are sobering. Globally, ground handling incidents cost the airline industry billions annually. But the human cost is the part that doesn't make the spreadsheet. Ramp workers operate around running engines, moving aircraft, heavy ground support equipment, jet blast, propeller arcs, and fuel. They do it in heat, in rain, at night, under time pressure, often with hearing protection that limits their situational awareness. And they do it for pay that frankly does not reflect the risk. Here's what you need to know if you're a pilot. Whether you fly for a regional, a major, or you're tying down a Piper Cherokee at your local field. The ramp is a shared space. When you're taxiing into a gate or onto a ramp, the people working around your aircraft are in your zone of responsibility too. Part 135 and Part 121 crews receive ground operation briefings, but general aviation pilots often roll into FBOs and tie-down areas without giving much thought to the humans working nearby. This Orlando incident involved a tug, one of those low-profile baggage tractors or pushback vehicles that are everywhere on a commercial ramp. They're powerful, they're heavy, and they operate in an environment full of blind spots. Jet bridges, bag carts, belt loaders, fuel trucks, they all create visual obstructions. A tug operator turning a corner around a jet bridge may have less than a second to react if something is in their path, and the person on foot may never hear it coming over the ambient noise of an active ramp. Delta released a statement expressing deep sadness over the loss and confirming they are working with authorities on the investigation. And to their credit, Delta has invested heavily in ramp safety technology in recent years. They've piloted programs using sensors, cameras, and even geofencing on ground equipment. But technology only goes so far when the fundamental problem is that you're asking humans to work in a space designed primarily for machines. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on incidents like this. When a ramp worker is killed, it rarely makes national news. It's a local story for a day, maybe two. But in aviation safety circles, every one of these events gets studied because the ramp remains the one area of airline operations where the accident rate has not kept pace with the dramatic safety improvements we've seen in the cockpit, in maintenance, and in air traffic control. The FAA's ground operations standards under 14 CFR Part 139 cover airport certification and include provisions for vehicle operations on the movement area. But the non-movement area, the ramp, the gate area, that's largely governed by airline and airport authority procedures. There is no single federal standard for ramp safety the way there is for, say, runway incursion prevention. OSHA covers the workplace safety angle, but OSHA inspectors are not ramp operations specialists. It's a regulatory gap that safety advocates have pointed out for years. This affects you if you fly commercially as a passenger too. Every time you look out that window and see the ground crew hustling to turn your aircraft in 30 minutes, know that those men and women are working in one of the most hazardous environments in American industry. The pressure to maintain on-time performance is real. The staffing shortages that have hit every corner of aviation since 2020 have hit the ramp especially hard. Fewer experienced workers, more new hires, same tempo. For those of us in general aviation, the lesson is simpler, but no less important when you're on a ramp. Whether it's at Atlanta Hartsfield or at a grass strip in Kansas, move slowly, look constantly, and never assume that a ground crew member has seen you. They're busy, they're task-focused, and your propeller or your wingtip is not the thing on their mind at that moment. I want to close by saying something that doesn't get said enough. The people who marshal your aircraft, load your bags, push you back from the gate, and Fuel Your Wings are aviation professionals. They work in conditions most of us would find unacceptable, and they do it because the entire system depends on them. When one of them doesn't come home, that's not just an industrial accident. That's an aviation loss. Our thoughts go to the family and colleagues of the Delta employee lost in Orlando this week. This story comes via Simple Flying. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe and look out for the folks on the ground.